We are in Simen Shin Chaf Aleph. We're up to Siv Gimel, and we will be doing from Gimel through Hey. Now, Gimel, if you remember, what we did is we went through the three different cases that we the three different Gemaras. It's two Gemaras and a Mishnah dealing with the sugya that we're dealing with here. First, we had the Gemara that told us Ein Ibud Ba'ochlin, the malacha of being ma'abed of tanning does not apply to foods. Then we have the Mishnah that prohibits making lots of salt water. We saw that just before. And we have the Gemara that says that you're not to salt vegetables in Shabbos. So the question is, what exactly is the Yesod here? If Ein Ibud Ba'ochlin, why should making salt water be Yasser? Why should it be Yasser to salt vegetables? So we saw Tosus learns that Midrabanan there is Ma'abed. So if you salt your vegetables in a way that you start extracting their liquid, that is an Ibud Rabanan. The Rambam learns that the isser in all of this is that it looks like a kvisha, like you're pickling, and kovush kumavushal. So let's now see the Shulchan Aruch on the next case. Siv Gimel, also limloa chatichos tznon dalet ohei beyachad. You're not allowed to salt slices of radish, four or five together, mipnei shenira kakovish kvashim, because it looks like you're about to pickle, vakovish also mipnei shukam avashal. And kvisha, pickling, is also midrabanan, because its effect is the same as cooking. Elo metabel kalachas levado v'ochla. What you do is you dip each one into salt and eat it. Now, we have a problem, because in Siv Beis, the Mechaber paskind, like Tosfis, that the reason why it was usur to make lots of salt water because it looks like ma'abed. Whereas over here, he's giving us the Rambam's pshat that it's nirak kovesh kvashin. The Achronim say that he's really paskining like both. And it seems that he liked that explanation better in this particular case. But he really is being choshesh for both Tosfis and the Rambam. What's interesting, though, is the Mishnah Berurah says that since the Mechaber said that it's only because of Nira Kakovich Kvashim, the Isser of salting only applies to a vegetable that is commonly pickled. So we do pickle cucumbers, we do pickle peppers, we do pickle tomatoes. All of these things one could not salt because it's Nira Kakovich Kvashim. One should know that Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach has a very big kula here. He claims that one would only pickle a whole cucumber, a whole pepper, a whole tomato. We don't find people slicing a tomato and then pickling the quarters or eighths. So he says that once it's sliced, it's only in the case of radish, because apparently their derech was to go ahead and pickle lots of them together. But when you're dealing with lots of slices, but when you're dealing with our sliced vegetables, it's not the derech to pickle. So lahalacha, the Mishnah Berurah is paskening that any vegetable that the derech is not to be kovish, that the derech is not to pickle, there will be no isser in salting that on Shabbos. Now, what happens if you salt one slice of a vegetable and you let it sit there and watch the liquid coming out of it because of the salt? That, according to Tosfos, is going to constitute an ibud derabanan, and we're choshish for Tosfos. The Mishnah Berurah talks about that the minhag seems to be that people do salt their radish, even slices. So he says that it's probably because they eat it right away. Even so, he says that you're better off putting oil there before you put the salt. He doesn't say give you the order. He tells you to put oil there together with the salt so it's not going to cause anything to happen. Now, there's a taz over here that you're not allowed to mix wine with vinegar. Because that's causing the wine to turn to vinegar, and what you're doing is you're doing an ibud on the wine. Whereas if what you're trying to do is dilute the vinegar, that's going to be mutter. Of course, to pickle cucumbers is going to be aser. And now back to the Mechaber, aval beitzim mutter lemolchan. You are allowed to salt eggs, and that is because the derech is not to pickle eggs. Siv Dalit, Yeshmi Shakasav Shemutu Litvol Kama Chatichos Tznon Achaz Achaz Levada Ulo Nicham Yachad Lefanav Grelach Lemiyad Zo Achar Zo. There are those who say that what you're allowed to do is dip several pieces of radish into salt and then eat them quickly. Lamaisa, the Mishnah Berurah brings from the Magen Avraham that our minig is you dip your vegetable into salt and then eat it immediately, one at a time. You don't spread salt on your vegetable because it's probably going to hit other vegetables that you're not eating yet. So you should dip one at a time in and then eat it. If you do want to add salt to a salad, you make sure to put oil in there as well. Sifhei. Also, limloach basar mevushal or beitzah mevushalas lahanicha. You're not allowed to salt cooked meat or an egg that was cooked to let it sit. Now, what is pshat in this? This is a ma'abid problem, once again, according to the Shitas Tosfos, and that's where the Mechaber is coming from. So, salting for preservation is usr. Now, the Mishnah Berurah brings the Magen Avraham and the Taz, who say that if you're salting it for the next meal, that's already usr. Whereas the Eliyarab and the Gross say no. The Gemara says clearly the ibud that you would have in Ochlin is if you would salt it for the sake of the road. That means you're salting it to preserve it. You're not salting it just so that you can eat it with salt. It is usr to salt uncooked raw fish or meat that in order for them not to spoil. That is the salting of the malach of ma'abed, which is preservation. What happens if somebody has meat that was where the shechita happened 3 days before Shabbos, so that the 72-hour period where you have to rinse it or else you will not be able to eat it salted will expire in the middle of Shabbos? So it's also to go ahead and rinse it. He is matir in the Mokum Hefsen Meruba. You're allowed to rely on a non-Jew rinsing it. And he brings a note to Yehuda that in a makam hefsid where for some reason you can't get a non-Jew, you can actually rinse it yourself.